Hey, it's Linda with another story. And before I tell you the story today, I want you to think about this. You're not getting the most fun out of your stories if you don't do the activity at the end. Because the activity gets into your brain and your hands in a whole different way. And it not only helps you have fun doing the activity, it helps you remember the story so you can tell it to somebody else. Because that's how stories work. I share it with you, and then you share it with someone else. So, today, I'm going to tell you a story I like very much. It is about a king in France, many years ago. And the king had three sons. And you will notice in stories, there are often either three sons or three daughters. But this time, it was three sons. Now the king was thinking he would like to retire. He'd been a king a long time. It was a lot of work. He thought maybe one of his sons should take over being king and he could just, you know, hang out in the garden, go for walks, do stuff like that. But he had a problem. He didn't know which of his three sons would be the best at being king. Now the oldest son, he was like the captain of the soccer team. He was always out with his friends. They had a good time. People liked him. He was big and strong. He looked kind of like a king. And the middle son, he was a different kind of king. He was like smart and quick with his words. He was the person everybody came to. He was the person who could make a joke that made everybody laugh. He just kind of always seemed to know the right thing to say. And the king thought, well, that would make a good king. Now his youngest son, it was harder to say because his younger son was just very quiet and serious and off in his own thoughts a lot. And his father wondered if maybe being king would be too hard on him because it wouldn't give him enough time to daydream and to think big thoughts. Anyway, the father worried about it for a long time. He just didn't know what to do. And then one day his wife said, I don't know what you're worried about. You know, you haven't been running this kingdom all by yourself. I run the kingdom too. A king and a queen are a team. Why don't we see which of our sons has the best team? We need to know more about their girlfriends. So the king and the queen thought about what would make a good queen. And they decided she needed to be able to pay attention to the details. She needed to be able to do stuff on her own. And she needed to have a queenly presence so that when people were around her, they felt good about being around their queen. So they made a test. And they called the boys to them and they said, we're going to give three chances. There are three different tests. We want to see which of you would be part of the best team for running the kingdom. Here's the first test. We want you to take this flax. And flax is a kind of plant that you can use to make cloth. We want you to take this flax to your girlfriend and ask her to spin it into thread. And in 1 week, bring the thread back here and we'll see what we see. No promises, but this is a start. Well, the oldest son, the soccer captain, he was thrilled because his girlfriend was also captain of the soccer team. She was strong and fast. And she hung out with people and they looked up to her. He was like, she would be a great queen. I'm sure she's got this. So he took her the flax and said, okay, this is what we got to do. You got to make thread out of this by next week. And she was like, really? Because I'm better at shooting penalty shots. But okay. Now the second son, he was thrilled because his girlfriend, she was like a fashion icon. She always knew just how to look and just what to say. She was skinny and she had perfect teeth. And he was like, that's what a real queen should look like. So he went to her and he took her this box of flax. And she looked at him like, I think I might break a nail. But she really wanted to be queen. So she said, okay, we'll see what we can do. Now the third son, he was just so embarrassed and ashamed because he didn't have a girlfriend. So instead of going to his girlfriend, he took the flax and he went for a long walk. And he came to this old ruined fort and this kind of broken down stone wall, and he sat down on the stones, and I'm telling you, he was depressed. He was so sad. He just felt like a failure because he wouldn't even get a chance because he didn't have a girlfriend. When he was sitting there looking so sad, a little white mouse came very cautiously up to him. And when he didn't kick her away or hurt her, she came closer and she sat up on her back legs and she said, what's wrong? You look very sad. Now, if he hadn't been so sad, he might have noticed it was strange that a mouse was talking to him. But he was so sad he didn't even notice. He just told her the whole story and why he was so sad. And she said, well, I'm not a girlfriend, but I think I can help you with that flax. Leave it with me. Come back in a week. And in a week, we'll see what we can do. Now, the young man, he thought that was really weird, but he also didn't think he had any other choice. Nobody else was going to spin for him. He didn't know how to spin flax into thread. Well, would you know? No, I don't think so. So they had a long talk because after the pressure was off, it was really nice to have somebody he could just be himself with and have a talk. And the mouse liked it too. And the young man went back to the palace. And before the mouse took the flax off to wherever mice go, she thought, she looked around. And she was remembering, and here's what she was remembering. She was remembering that she was really a princess. And she had been a young princess who was always kind and always happy, always had something nice to say to everybody. And one day, a witch came along, and the witch was so ticked off at her being so nice, she turned her into a mouse. And she said, a mouse you'll be, and a mouse you will remain, unless you can make me laugh. Well, it was a witch. She'd never laughed in her whole life. She'd never even smiled a little. So the princess felt pretty much doomed. But because she was that kind of a person, she made the best of being a mouse. A week later, the young man came back and the mouse gave him a tiny little mouse-sized box. And the boy looked at it like, well, this is very small. But she said, don't worry, it's the best I could do. And he thought, wow, it was really nice of her to help me. So he thanked her and they talked some more. When he went back to the palace, the king called the three sons the big room. And the first son came in and he had like an armload of thread, and the thread he had, it was like, it could be like sailing thread. It was really thick like rope and it was scratchy like rope. And the king looked at it, but he didn't say anything. The middle son, he brought his thread to the king and it was the opposite. It was so fine that you could just pull on it a little and it would snap. Now, it's not very good if your thread is always breaking, as you would know if you have tried to do any sewing. But the king just looked at it and he didn't say anything. And then the younger son came and he gave the king the little box. And his brothers sort of laughed at him behind his back because the box was so small. But when the king opened the box, it was full of yards and yards and yards of this thread that was really thin, but also really strong. And the king pulled on it and pulled on it, but it didn't break. And the king smiled a little, but still he said nothing, except this is only part of the story. I want you to take your thread back to your girlfriends and ask them to weave it into cloth. Now the older son's girlfriend, the soccer captain, wasn't very happy at having to take time out from her sports to sit at a loom, which she hated, and make cloth. But she agreed to, because she wanted to be queen. And the middle brother's girlfriend, she had so many things to do, and weaving was so hard on her manicure, she was not happy at all. But she really wanted to be queen, so she took the thread back, and she went to weave it. And the boy, what could he do, the youngest brother? He went back to the same stone wall and sat and waited for the mouse. And after a while, the mouse came and she looked up at him and she sniffed the air, you know the way mice do. And she said, "Well, what did the king think?" And the boy said, "I don't know, he didn't say." And she said, "Well, nothing is better than saying something bad. What's the problem now?" So he explained that the next test was for the girlfriends to weave the thread into cloth. And the mouse said, "Well, I think I can help with that too. Come back in a week." And then they sat in the sunshine next to the wall and told stories and laughed. And a week later, the young man went back and the mouse gave him a box a little bit bigger this time, but not much bigger. It was still really a mouse-sized box. Well, the king gathered everybody, and the first son stepped forward, and the cloth his girlfriend had made was so strong you could use it like as a tarp outside for doing painting. Yeah. And the second son, his girlfriend had made cloth that had holes in it, like a fishing net. You wouldn't want to wear something made of that cloth. People could see right through it. The third brother went to the king with his little box, and the king opened it, and he started pulling, and it was like one of those magician's handkerchiefs. He just pulled out more and more cloth, and it was all so soft and so smooth, but so strong that he pulled and pulled, but it didn't break. And the king said, "Well, that's just another part of the story. Before I make up my mind, I'd like to meet these women to see which of them seems most like a queen." And the two older brothers were very excited because they just knew their girlfriends looked exactly the way a queen should look. And the younger brother, he went back and he sat at the stone wall, and the mouse came and he told her what had happened. And she said, "Well, I don't think I can help with this one." And he laughed and he said, "I don't think you can either, but you've been such a good friend to me, I need to give you something." And he took off a gold ring that was on his little finger. And he said, "This is my favorite ring. I would like you to have it." And he gave it to the mouse. And then he kind of shrugged. And he didn't even stay to talk. He just went back to the palace. Well, the days of that week seemed very long. And the mouse thought and thought, maybe I could do... No, that wouldn't work. Maybe I could... But she just couldn't think of any way for her to look like a girl. Until it got to the very last day. The day when everybody was going to go to the big hall and be introduced. And she thought, "You know what? I can't do anything to help, but I can be there to make him feel better. I'm going to the palace." And so she started off as fast as she could scurry to the palace. But the young man had big young men legs, and he took big young men steps. And the little mouse, it was like such a long way on her little legs to get to the palace. And she realized after a while she was never going to get there in time. But she saw a man with a cart, and the cart was full of chickens and roosters that he was taking to the market. And the man had stopped by the tree to sit down in the shade and have a snack. He was so surprised when the little white mouse came scurrying up to him and said, "Sir, sir, I have to get to the palace and my little legs aren't fast enough. Please, please, lend me a rooster and a bridle and I will get there and I will repay your kindness, I promise." Well, the man had never heard such a thing. And he thought to himself, "This is so crazy. It's worth losing a rooster to get this great story." So the mouse put the ring in her mouth and she climbed up on the back of this shiny black rooster. And the man took a long piece of string and put it through the rooster's beak so she had like a bridle to steer. And the mouse set off down the road, bumping along on the back of this black rooster. You know, roosters don't walk super fast, but he was faster than a mouse. Now, it just so happened that just down the road a little way, there was a garden. And this garden was all full of weeds and brambles. It was the witch's house. That very same witch who had turned the princess into a mouse. And she was outside, plucking out the flowers so the weeds could grow better. When she looked up, and she saw the strangest thing she'd ever seen. A little white mouse with a gold ring in its mouth, riding on the back of a black rooster. She looked at it, and her mouth began to do funny things it had never done before. It twitched, and it moved, and the sound started to come right from her belly, and before she knew it, that witch was laughing so hard. And as the witch was laughing, she laughed even harder, because the mouse turned into a girl who fell off the back of a very surprised rooster, picked the rooster up under her arm, and went running off to the palace. Well, everybody was already gathered in the great hall. The oldest brother and his girlfriend, who is tall and strong. The youngest, the medium brother, who was there with his girlfriend, who was, you know, skinny and all decked out in the latest fashion. And the younger brother, who was there all by himself. And the oldest brother introduced his girlfriend to the king and queen. And the middle brother introduced his girlfriend to the king and queen. And then just as the youngest brother was about to admit he didn't have a girlfriend, the door opened and the girl handed the rooster to a very surprised doorman, and she said, "Oh, I am so sorry, I'm late." And the king said, "Well, who are you?" And she said, "I am his lady," and she took the young man's hand, "and I am going to be his wife." And the young man, he didn't know what to say. It was kind of crazy. Here was this really pretty girl who wanted to be his queen, who could help him win the kingdom, but he'd never seen her before. And he was about to say, "No, no, you're not," when she held up her finger and she showed him his ring and she winked. Well, of course, you know what happened. The king and queen chose the youngest brother and his girlfriend to be the new king and queen. And they were wise and kind and thoughtful rulers. And the other brothers, they didn't mind too much, because the oldest brother got to keep playing his sports and being involved in sports, which he loved. And the middle brother, he got to hang out at parties and do cool stuff, which he loved. And the little mouse, who was a princess, never forgot. And the king and queen, they went to their garden and hung out and had a very nice time. And that's the end of that story. It's the story of the mouse princess.